Hey guys, it's me, Cookie, and the RN. LC, the RN, coming soon. And we're going to do an episode on our way to Ohio. And this is a... this is why this is perfect timing for this podcast. And if we get interrupted, it's because we're going through a tunnel.
Move, because I want to race through the tunnel.
No, I don't want you to race through the tunnel.
This tunnel is awesome.
Something is really wrong with people who only get certain days off except from school and work. And they think that this is okay to race through a tunnel. At least there's more light inside the tunnel than it is outside. Why is there stoplights inside the tunnel? Everybody ever wondered that there's red light, green lights? Why would we stop here? Stupid.
Because if there's something going on.
Like what?
Like falling rocks or anything like that. They're just letting you know, stay inside the tunnel. Because you don't want all the big boulders to come down and eat you.
Not eat you.
Eat your car.
Lies.
Eat your car.
Lies. So,
if there's normal police on the other side of this thing, so you might want to slow down a little bit, fam, while you're driving.
That's you driving right now.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You tell yourself.
Yeah.
Because I'm not allowed to drive, you guys. So,
here we go. You act like it's some...
Wait, is there police out here?
There's no police.
There's no police out here,
Welcome
you guys.
Welcome to West Virginia.
Finally. So, did we miss the West Virginia sign?
We're not in West Virginia yet. It was a joke.
Anyway, you guys, we want to bring you an episode of just our traveling adventures. And as we were going on, we wanted to talk about some great things of dating and knowing God.
Hey,
listen, it's a challenge, you guys. Anybody who says it's not, they're lying, because we are tempted every day, yo. Especially with stupidity from the opposite sex, and then the stupidity that we will bring sometimes in the conversation interaction. So I just want to bring people up to speed. Dating is difficult, okay? It's already difficult because if you don't feel like, let's say, going through the miry clay, going through the ups and downs with the person, you'll be like me, cut them off and go on to the next one. But you never, that's not right. Because you never give people, I realize that I have to be rebuked in this, okay? I need some help. Because life is not like that. And I'm not scared of commitment. Because I've been in long-term relationships that went nowhere. Nowhere. Because the person was an idiot, okay? But my accountability piece of it is, I can do better with communicating and letting the person that they take me off. Now, Lauren has been going on some recent dates with some interesting people. Okay? So, that's what we're going to do, is we're going to talk about our upcoming, you know, dates that we've had recently and interactions with guys. And we really want you guys' feedback, because we're two vibrant women. And, of course, we know men go through struggles too. But since there's no men in this car, you got our point of view only today. So, we'll be back for
next...
What? Oh, Lord. That's the sheriff. Man, as soon as she said the police, my blood pressure went up. That's a shame that my blood... Anytime I hear the word police... Oh, man. Is it broken? Okay. Excuse me. iPhone casualty.
Because somebody wouldn't let me put it on right.
No, that's not... That's not... It was falling down before this. So anyway, we'll be back with our segment, and Lauren is going... I'm going to be asking Lauren some questions, and she'll tell us about her recent information from her vast conversation on her date.
I'm glad that you called it vast, because it was definitely the lack thereof.
Okay. And we will be back, but continue to tune in, and we will talk to you soon.
Nothing
else to do in Virginia. Just ticket people.
They got no dog.
Yes. We start off a episode with sighing.
because this trip so far has had a lot of great ups. And then we come back. Let's go back to the beginning. Hotel visit CC Clowns in Canton, Ohio. Okay? We come to Canton, Ohio. Let's talk about getting to the hotel 1 hour and 15 minutes before check-in time. And first of all, there's only one person who's working the desk. And not only is he doing that, he's unloading a car with snacks that he got from Sam's Club. That's going to charge $2 for that same bag of Doritos down there. That's that bite size to family pack size. Anyway. So anyway. So I'm not. This is not my first time being in the hotel, Lauren. Okay. It's not my first time. So, you know, usually I know that when you book a room online, you have to pay a deposit when you get there. And they hold the card information or whatever. And that you pay when you leave. So we're, this guy, don't know his first name because he's irrelevant because clearly he was, does not have any type of customer service skills at all. I was like, well,
I have a feeling we're going to go down the hallway today.
Okay, I'm about to go out there. Are we going out there? And just say, can you please? So Lauren just went out there to check the people. Excuse me for being so loud. Some idiot. Well, anyway, while she's doing that, because I'm sure she can come back in late. So what happened?
They had already went back inside the fitness room.
So how about we call back? Call back, because I'm recording this. Call back to the O, the number zero, and now you talk to him. Wait.
Hi, Jessica. This is Lauren calling from 220. We had already complained about the treadmill and about the noise of that, and we get it. This is Lauren calling from 220. We had already called about the noise complaint, about the treadmill noise. And now we're just getting them going back and forth, in and out of the fitness room, making loud, obnoxious noises. So we get it that the fitness center is open 24 hours, but do they have a certain time in which out in the hallway, they need to be talking at a decent volume? Like, you, like, for me, for, yeah, I mean, because for almost $100 a night, I should not have to sleep with
no.
headphones in at 10:40 at night.
No, I'm not going to be paying that amount.
Okay. I don't know if they need supervision or what, but.
And somebody's parents came out.
Tighten this up.
$100 a night, I'm not paying that if this is what it's going to be like all night.
Thank you. Trash.
So, Jessica, Lauren, go ahead.
So, Jessica says, oh my God, I already went up there and told them. So, I'll just go up there and tell them again. And she was like, I'm going to go up there and tell them now, but I guess the quiet thing is by 11 o'clock. So they have 20 more minutes to make noise. But she said that she was going to come up here right now and tell them to pipe down.
Headphones in?
I paid...
I'm not going to be paying no
$200. I paid $100 a night to stay at the Westin in Atlanta. You ain't paying no $100 a night to stay here to listen to some heathens.
With parents that ain't even supervising.
With no supervision. And that's why I kindly told Jessica, no, you need to tighten up. It's too much. Zero supervision.
So, Lauren, you know what's going to happen, right? We're going to get a refund.
Yeah, it's like, I don't have time.
It's not okay.
I don't have time for unruliness. It's not the weekend.
It's the middle of the week. It's a business trip.
Staying in this hotel.
For a business.
They most likely have to go to work tomorrow.
For business. It's trash. La Quinta Hotels. Mistake. Hotels.com. Trash. Bad review. Lies. All those comments were made by people who work here. So, let me tell you what, you guys, what's going to happen tomorrow. We're going to get a discount on this room. We're going to be moved. And it's ridiculous. Because if I was in here being rude and turning up for 3 hours straight, don't think somebody wouldn't be complaining against me. Mm-mm-mm. And you can't even speak English. And that's another thing. Because I know we can get it handled. The police. How about that? How about we just call the police?
You are gonna die. Pictures.